The old bullpen is empty now, there are prisoners there no more. The miners are all turned out, and the warden has closed the door. In 1899, this famous pen was built. Numerous were the prisoners there, without one stain of guilt. Brave men that fought in 61 to break slavery's cruel chains, guarded there by Negro brutes in the bullpen in the Coeur d'Alenes. One despot, Stunenberg, built the Siberian pen. Marry him with his Negro brutes and bayonets herded us in. From May until December, they kept us in that pen. Treated us like savages instead of working men. Their liberty once found a home, now look for her in vain. Martial law and bayonets rule in the once fair Coeur d'Alenes. Hundreds of us lived within those dark and gloomy walls. One small window in the gable, the furnished light for all. No mercy to those cowards show, one haughty captain cried. No more than a snake, you know, a Negro fiend replied. If I were guilty of a crime, a trial we justly claim. Remove the troops and bayonets from our home in the Coeur d'Alenes. We were herded just like cattle and formed all in a line. The bayonets drove the dinner each day like so many swine. Sour was the bread they gave, rotten were the spuds, with coffee black as midnight, made by a scab called Tubbs. Our table was old Mother Earth, chairs were just the same. That's how the miners lived in the bullpen in the Coeur d'Alenes. Permits they would not give us, yet they made us work each day. For the Standard Oil monopoly, for which we got no pay. At last we tried to escape, and we tunneled underground. But 30 feet from liberty, then our plans were found. Brutal Captain Edwards soon this information gained. He gave us inhuman treatment in the bullpen in the Coeur d'Alenes. They fed us on bread and water till 9 long days had fled. Before our eyes, they burned the straw from our impoverished bed. For 7 long weary hours each day, they stood us in the sun. If one faltered in his tracks, he'd be braced up with a gun. Spokesman Review would hide the facts, but its lies were all in vain. For the world now knows the truth of that bullpen in the Coeur d'Alenes. Thank you.